We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you wonder why everybody thinks they can get away with crime, like, what's going on? Oh my God, I don't understand all these killings. What, the kids, they just don't have an appreciation for life. How did this happen? We can't imagine what's happened in America. This is not the America I grew up with. It's the guns. No, it's not the guns. It's because we've been wimps. We've been complete pacifist loser wimps. We have taken the easy way out. Somehow letting a would-be presidential assassin who did shoot people and did almost kill Ronald Reagan and almost killed the police officer and Jim Brady, who was on the presidential staff. I mean, it's not like he talked about shooting someone but then didn't do it. He did shoot these people and tried to kill them. And we have convinced ourselves, we've listened to the wrong people in society, that, you know what, let's be better than them. If we, if we just lock John Hinckley Jr. up, then that shows we're not vicious. No, it shows you don't value right and wrong. You don't value innocent life. You don't have the guts to do what it's necessary to stop the vicious people in our society. That's what it says. You may not think so, and you may not have believed me 10 years ago when I was saying this, but look at the society you're living in now. Tell me how you convince a 16-year-old street thug who wants to steal or wants to deal drugs or quite frankly, just says, you know what, you ticked me off, so I'm going to blow your brains out. How do you convince them that you're serious, that they shouldn't blow somebody's brains out? Well, you could talk to them about morals and right and wrong and values, but we're not allowed to do that. Oh, no, you can't talk about it. You can't pray. We can't talk about Christianity. We can't talk about Judaism. I mean, this is, no, that would be wrong. So you've decided that you're not going to go with the values component of this. That's off the table. Stupidly, that's off the table. So what's the other solution? The other solution is to say we as a society will treat you very harshly if you step out of line. We're going to hammer you if you harm an innocent person. And we're going to demonstrate that we're going to hammer you. But see, apparently that's off the table too. Because if you won't fully incarcerate, if not execute, I mean like put him in the electric chair and fry John Hinckley Jr. for trying to kill the President of the United States. If you can get away with trying to kill the President of the United States and shooting a police officer and wounding and totally ruining the life of innocent people in Washington, D.C., and we can't flip the switch and get rid of this person. We don't have the guts and the moral fortitude to do it. You know, all my Christian friends, well, they used to love me at Baylor when I would advocate for the death penalty. And I'm like, you don't get the difference between an innocent person and a not innocent person. It's not a thought crime here. This is a physical crime against innocent people, and you don't have the guts to rid our society of those people. So don't be surprised, honestly, when the 16-year-old who has no moral guidance, no father in the household to kick his butt and keep him in line, no one who will rear this person with some sense of values, looks and says, why would I not, you know, respond to the worst instincts and blow someone away if they insult me or tick me off? Why? You're not going to do anything about it. And you know what? I hate to say it. They're right. We're not going to do anything about it. Except ask for more federal funding for intervention programs. You're throwing your money away, folks, until you get some intestinal fortitude and actually stand up against the thugs. It's just that simple. It's human nature, and the society that you're living in today, we have created deliberately through our weakness over the last two decades. You know, it was on display in 2020 when everybody looked around like, oh my God, I can't believe Richmond's on fire. Is Richmond really on fire? I don't think it's that bad, you know. And they're upset because of racial inequity, so that makes it okay. We're going to let it go this time. And then that was night one, night two, night three. You know, when it hit about 90 days, you think somebody in this town would have said, it's time to time to be aggressive and shut this down. So don't be surprised now, 2 years later, when the mob, the leftist mob, decides they don't like the Supreme Court judgment, that they go out and they act badly again. Fortunately, it doesn't look like, based on what I can find, it doesn't look like the other day was as bad as 2020. But, you know, it's early in the year. We got a big election coming up, so I wouldn't be surprised if we had more trouble. Mike Dickinson, all of that leads us to our next guest, Mike Dickinson. He seems to be one of the few people who's actually saying, let's get to the bottom of this. Who is responsible here? And he's been on the internet, you know, tracking these jerks, these criminals. I mean, they're not jerks. It's not just that I disagree with them. That's okay if you disagree with me. It's tracking criminal behavior. What's the latest stuff you found? You know, we want to be careful about actually naming names on the radio, Mike, but what have you found?
Well, the latest thing we found, and it's very remarkable. One of the key people that works for the Virginia Student Power Network. That's a group. They've infiltrated Virginia college campuses across the state. They're an offshoot of this group called the New Virginia Majority, which everyone's talked about. They're a group funded by China that's come here and ballot harvested and done a whole lot of things. And like I said, New Virginia Majority and Virginia Student Power Network is their college offshoot. There's a lady, or I should say a girl, 20 years old, one of the key players in the Richmond riots at VCU, charged with felony assault in 2020. Of course, our corrupted Commonwealth attorney, Colette McEachin, no consequences for felony assault in Richmond, so she got off scot-free. Yesterday, she decided to retweet the home addresses of three Supreme Court judges.
Oh, really? So yes. The real addresses? This is the real thing? And was there a...
Their real home addresses of Clarence Thomas, Amy Coney Barrett, and Brett Kavanaugh.
And what'd she say? Go harm them? Or was it some cutesy little insinuation that you should just stop by and snap a picture, but we all know that it's actually trying to incite someone to be violent?
It was a facial. It was one of the like a facial expression meme, and then the pictures of the Supreme Court judges and their home addresses, which I never knew. I thought it would be illegal to put out the addresses of Supreme Court judges, but I guess it's not.
Well, especially in light of the fact that some guy flew from California with the express intent that he admits to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh, has there been any blowback? I mean, when you tracked this person on Twitter, were other people saying, hey, you know, I'm with you on some of these issues, but you probably shouldn't do that because you could get somebody hurt here?
Absolutely not. And the sad thing is that these groups, so Virginia Student Power Network, this lady is a key player. She was a big player at VCU with all the stuff that went on at VCU with the student body president supporting violence against the cops and everything else. And Virginia Student Power Network and New Virginia Majority, they're arm in arm with State Senator Jennifer McClellan. She hasn't disowned this person yet, and I'm waiting for her to. How can Jennifer McClellan, a state senator of Virginia, continue to support organizations that have people that go and put out the home addresses of Supreme Court judges? It's just impossible. I don't understand it.
I'll answer that for you. It's the same way that our then lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, and Mayor Stoney and others even after the violence had occurred in Richmond, still went and marched with BLM, in some cases violating the curfew that had been put in place, you know, basically saying we're not going to obey the law, and then they try to be cutesy about it. Well, we didn't burn anything down. We didn't smash any windows. But you know what? You're a part of a movement that did that in close proximity, in time and space, to the marches that you were a part of. But everybody kind of rolled over and let it happen and didn't say anything about it. You know, Mike, I mean, you've been one of the few activists, political activists, on the conservative side who's engaged in this. Has there been blowback against you for... I mean, I feel like conservatives get doxxed all the time, and it's because they say something that might be inappropriate or rude or have a controversial position. And then when you dox someone or point out that someone is actually advocating potentially for violence, have you been beaten up at all on this?
Well, I've been doxxed a million times now. They put my address on the internet a million times. They've threatened me a million times. I should show you the threats. I mean, I get threats every day on Twitter, on Facebook, email. It doesn't really matter anymore. They tried to cancel me. I'm kind of uncancelable. But it's been crazy. It's just, the thing is, I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid. They can say what they want to say, but I'm not afraid of them. I'm going to continue to fight them, and I'm going to try to lead the way for other conservatives. I wish other conservatives would help and get involved, because that's the only way we're going to get back. Is they thrive, Antifa, the left, they thrive when it's kept dark. They hate it when the light is shined on them.
Yeah.
They hate it when we know these things.
They're getting away with it because everybody's turning a blind eye and they're scared to engage. So you're doing this, and you know, Mike, you and I have discussed this before, that whenever I have you on the radio, I have people who write to me saying, I mean, you shouldn't have Mike Dickinson on. He's got a shady past. And I'm like, you know what, I don't know. Mike Dickinson says to me he's turned his life around, and quite frankly, until somebody else in this community steps up to hold people accountable, what am I supposed to sit around and wait for the knight in shining armor to show up? I mean, maybe Mike Dickinson is that knight, because he seems to be the only guy with guts who's willing to expose some of the, I hate to put it this way, just bad people that we have in our midst here. And to be clear, it's not because you disagree with me. If you disagree with me, it's totally cool. I mean, I'll argue with you. But if you are out there advocating violence or participating in violence, why are you still employed in a Richmond business? Why are you working at a Richmond law firm? Why are you engaged in prominent political positions around town? And I guess the question I have for you, Mike, is with all this data that you have mined, that you have sent to me, and I assume to other people, has anybody else said, let me take this and do something with it?
Everyone's too afraid to. It's a sad situation. The police work on it. I give the police information. They work on it, and I guess they're doing stuff behind the scenes.
I wonder if they're restricted from arresting people. I don't know. You know, posting the addresses of the Supreme Court justices, is that a crime in this context, given what's been happening? I don't know. But surely we shouldn't let people, flirt with advocating violence and not have any consequences to that. I don't think we would tolerate it from some white supremacist group if they existed. So why should we tolerate it from these folks?
Right, it'd be all over the news if somebody did that, and they were a conservative or a white supremacist.
Yeah.
And it says I wish we would be more active on the conservative side and pushing back and getting and coming to a point where we say we're sick of it and we're not going to stand for it anymore. Because the thing I get all the time from conservatives is, well, we don't want to fight them. We're just going to let them let it go. We're just going to have our coffee and tea and wine and cheese, and they'll eventually get tired. In the meantime, the city's burning down.
Yeah. Well, that strategy is the strategy that everybody's used for the last couple of years, and I think it's a failed one, because sometimes you can get away with just let the drunk be loud and they'll finally leave the restaurant. We can carry on. But if the drunks start swinging at you and the drunks start smashing things and the people are out of control, someone has to be man enough to stand up and stop it. And that's, I mean, that's you at this moment. Yep. At one point, you and I talked about you doing a website where you could post all this material in a concise form. Where does that effort stand? I mean, it's hard to get a website put together these days, I think.
We're still, it's still coming along. It'll be done soon. It's just, it's been a lot of hurdles, one thing after the other, and legal stuff that we got to clear to get it up.
I'm certain. Okay. Well, let me know, because I think that's important. And I'm sure all the you know, it's kind of dangerous for me to have you on the radio, because there's so many people who are scared. And I imagine the local TV stations and other folks are like, oh, they get the corporate lawyers say, don't talk about something like this. It could get us into a mess. I want to be fair with people. I want to be honest. I never want to come on the radio and tell a lie, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let people get away with deliberately trying to cause harm in this community without having to answer for it. And I appreciate the fact that you seem to be the only person who's researching it. Mike Dickinson, community activist and maybe candidate for something again coming up soon. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.